2 months ago, Rod Smith was back on the Broncos practice field for the first time since undergoing a hip debridement procedure back in February. But his on-field work lasted for just 3 days before he had to surrender to the pain.
I mean, 2 months ago, I was running routes, you know, and then I wake up and I can't walk. I said, so something's not right, you know what I'm saying? And that bothered me, because I really, our trainers did, I mean, I put in a ton of hours, man, a ton of hours. I worked out more this year than I ever had in my entire career, trying to just get back on the field for those last 10 games or five of them, you know, and it didn't work out.
And now Smith faces hip surgery, which he said will more than likely come next month. He does not yet know the magnitude of the procedure, but a hip replacement is a possibility, and that would basically end his playing career.
That's an option, yeah. So, I mean, either way, I have to look out for what's best for me. And I've addressed that with, you know, me and Coach Shanahan actually just first talked about it for the first time yesterday. But it's a chance of that happening. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at.
The decision for Smith will not just revolve around the possibility of returning to the field. Rather, it will center upon what will give him the best life down the road.
It's about quality of life as well, as more as it is about the possibility of trying to play football. The thing is, though, it's immediate comfort. And so that's the option, you know, I'm looking at is which one is going to be best and long term, because some of those procedures, they don't have, you know, a 20-year study on them or nothing like that. So I don't want to be back in there, you know, at 57 years old having another procedure, you know. So hopefully it's something that'll last and it'll be a lifetime type deal.
Throughout the year, Smith's spirit has been willing, but his body has betrayed him. So unlike many injured players, Smith remained a daily presence on the practice field while continuing to go on road trips, serving as mentor, counselor, and de facto assistant coach.
Honestly, my heart wants to be on the football field. You know, I want to be in the game and battling with the rest of the guys, and I can't. And so the capacity that, you know, Mike and I discussed was, you know, for me to be out there at every practice, and that's something I always wanted to do, and go to every game, and because I'm still a part of this football team. As long as they got a check with my name on it, I owe them, you know. And I'm always going to be humbled to that point that I owe this organization, this team, and every person that works in this building.
But in truth, Smith owes the Broncos nothing. Not after 14 years that saw him advance from undrafted free agent signee to holder of all career Broncos receiving records.
I'm happy. Trust me, to be here 14 years, I'm happy, trust me. I mean, I understand being on the football field in cleats and all that thing is, but, you know, it is what it is, and it's a part of life. I can't be like, oh, well, if I would have played, I could have did this, this, and that, you know, and I'm not going to dwell on that. And it really just kind of defeats the purpose, because it's a lot of what ifs, you know. So I don't really want to go into that.
But what Smith likely will go into is surgery, which could resuscitate his career or end it outright, depending on what he needs to end the pain that he has endured for 3 years. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.